with respect to Business Insider's false and defamatory reporting regarding Dr. Neri Oxman. To Dr. Depfner and Wartenberg, writing on behalf of Dr. Neri Oxman, formerly of MIT and now CEO of Oxman, concerning false claims by Business Insider alleging intellectual theft and fraud in her work. These accusations, particularly of intentional plagiarism in her doctoral dissertation, are part of a targeted attack to damage her reputation, seemingly in retaliation against her husband, Bill Ackman, for his criticism of academic leaders and their handling of antisemitism. The articles suggest a bias from Business Insider's team, with past expressions of anti-Zionist and anti-Semitic views, and appear to be an attempt to harm Ackman by attacking his family. Business Insider's reporting ignored MIT's standards on citation and academic misconduct, falsely portraying Dr. Oxman's minor citation errors as intentional plagiarism. This misrepresentation, including a headline claiming Dr. Oxman admitted to plagiarism, was misleading and damaging. We demand retractions and corrections to avoid litigation. I, Business Insider, falsely accused Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and fraud by claiming that Dr. Oxman stole, lifted, recycled, and cribbed passages and passed off writing from other sources as her own. Journalists should take care not to misrepresent or oversimplify a detailed story to ensure accuracy according to NPR's ethics handbook. However, Business Insider's reports on allegations of plagiarism in Dr. Oxman's dissertation did not adhere to these principles. Instead, they misleadingly interpreted information within MIT's common knowledge guidelines and minor errors as intentional plagiarism, contravening definitions provided by Merriam-Webster and Miguel Roig. Plagiarism requires intent to steal or defraud, as confirmed by Business Insider. Hence, unintentional citation mistakes and honest errors are not considered plagiarism. Moreover, MIT's academic standards specify that unintentional plagiarism is not deemed as academic misconduct. Inclusion of unattributed content that qualifies as common knowledge, concepts that, although complex for general public, are understood by educated audience, is not plagiarism according to MIT's academic standards. This applies to paraphrasing and summarizing widely known information in academic circles. Business Insider's reports falsely attributed the citation issues in Dr. Oxman's dissertation to intentional plagiarism. Despite citation to MIT's Academic Integrity Handbook and Academic Integrity Code, it published 8 articles accusing Dr. Oxman of intentional plagiarism. Omissions of the recognition of common knowledge, honest error, inadvertence, and accidental plagiarism in their articles demonstrates a deliberate intent to harm Ackman and Dr. Oxman's reputation. Business Insider persistently made erroneous claims that Dr. Oxman and Ackman neither disputed the facts nor the allegations, which contrasts with Ackman's public and private statements citing inaccuracies in the articles. For instance, Business Insider's January 5th article concluded that Dr. Oxman plagiarized from Wikipedia, other scholars, and technical documents without sufficient evidence. Furthermore, Business Insider did not substantiate its assessment of Dr. Oxman's supposed intent on avoiding Wikipedia citation. Its claims were deceitful and unsupported, since Dr. Oxman had cited Wikipedia numerous times in her dissertation when required. The news platform's baseless attribution of malintent to Dr. Oxman displayed recklessness and disregard for truth. Business Insider falsely accused Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and fraud, both expressly and by implication, by intentionally omitting that MIT does not require citation for information that is common knowledge. MIT's regulations, applicable during Dr. Oxman's dissertation creation and currently, clarify that citation is not necessary for common knowledge content, defined as knowledge shared by members of a certain field. MIT stresses that facts, such as the necessary condition for diffraction of radiation from a crystalline solid, is dictated by Bragg's law, do not require citation, despite the general public being unfamiliar with the concept. Business Insider's accusations of plagiarism against Dr. Oxman were primarily concerning items, like definitions and descriptions, that were considered common knowledge within her field, and therefore requiring no citation under MIT's guidelines. This included commonly recognized concepts like computer-aided design and definitions from sources such as Wikipedia and technical manuals. Business Insider also took issue with references that Dr. Oxman correctly cited. For instance, it pointed out a complaint about a footnote citation for the definition of pain. However, the footnote clearly cited the original source of the definition, making it evident that the definition was not off the record. Furthermore, Business Insider had objections with various terms used by Dr. Oxman, considering them as plagiarized content. The list included Wikipedia definitions for terms like tessellation, principle of minimum energy, weaving, non-uniform rational B-splines, constitutive equations, computer graphics, raster graphics, translational symmetry, reflective symmetry, heat flux, tensor, and manifolds. It should be noted that nearly all these alleged plagiarism instances were in the background section or footnotes of the dissertation, not a part of her primary work or arguments. Interestingly, in its own article, Business Insider quoted a math professor who recognized that the information was rudimentary common knowledge, stating, "Anyone who knows even the rudiments of algebraic topology could come up with their own sentence." Business Insider falsely accused Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and fraud, both expressly and by implication, by intentionally omitting MIT's own policies, acknowledging accidental and inadvertent plagiarism. Plagiarism ranges from intentional theft of others' ideas to accidental non-compliance with citation standards. As Business Insider's founder and chairman Henry Blodgett admitted, he was aware of this spectrum. Furthermore, MIT's academic integrity policies underscore that unintentional plagiarism is not an academic misconduct. These policies specify that plagiarism includes fabrication and falsification, while excluding honest mistakes. They also allow for instances where uncited usage of academic writing may result from inadvertence or poor note-taking, not necessarily dishonesty. Still, Business Insider wrongfully depicted Dr. Oxman's dissertation as intentionally plagiarized. Despite acknowledging the distinction between inadvertent and intentional plagiarism, Business Insider selectively highlighted MIT's Academic Integrity Handbook sections that bolstered the unfounded concept of Dr. Oxman's intentional plagiarism. MIT's policies that counter this narrative were intentionally left out. These omitted policies include acknowledgement of unintentional plagiarism due to cultural misunderstanding, poor paraphrasing, challenging concepts, and poor note-taking. The handbook also stipulates academic misconduct plague to be intentional, knowing, or reckless. Furthermore, Business Insider overlooked the MIT rule requiring a predominant evidence of intentionality or recklessness to accuse someone of plagiarism, giving an unjust impression of Dr. Oxman's intellectual theft. This selective reference to MIT's policies substantiates Business Insider's malice towards Dr. Oxman and Ackman. Their narrative was a deliberate contradiction of sources, which is evidence of actual malice. Such partial quoting and disregard for contradictory evidence are legally significant. Business Insider falsely accused Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and fraud by falsely and maliciously claiming that Dr. Oxman lifted a nearly 50-word passage from Clause Mathek without attribution when she did not. Business Insider strategically manipulated paragraphs from Dr. Oxman's dissertation, implying she plagiarized Clause Mathek's book. By reordering and combining excerpts, the publication insinuated she included a larger excerpt than actually present. Business Insider manufactured this impression by placing ellipses between two short excerpts from different pages of her dissertation and omitting that she cited Mathek, misleadingly suggesting lengthy copying. This manipulation can be seen in their January 4th article. Such purposeful alteration of the text, resulting in a significant change in meaning, showcases the presence of falsity and knowledge of it, qualifying as actual malice per Masson v. New Yorker Mag, Inc., U.S. When a user referred to as X highlighted the false portrayal of Dr. Oxman's work, Business Insider, rather than acknowledging their error as journalistic standards mandate, inconspicuously corrected the article. This act further reinforces the deliberate and malicious misrepresentation of Dr. Oxman's work by Business Insider. Even in this corrected version, Business Insider highlighted a longer passage than necessary, leaving Dr. Oxman's citation unhighlighted, indicating a persistent intent to harm her. Upon discovering this, Business Insider sought to suppress this evidence and silence its critic by blocking the X user. Business Insider falsely accused Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and fraud by claiming in its January 4 article that her dissertation was marred by plagiarism. While intentionally omitting the fact that Dr. Business Insider's article from January 4 incorrectly asserted that Dr. Neri Oxman's dissertation was marred by plagiarism. Business Insider only identified 5 trivial citation errors in Oxman's doctoral dissertation, notably ignoring her repeated attribution to Klaus Mathek, whom Business Insider accused her of plagiarizing. In contradiction to Business Insider's assertions, Oxman properly accredited the authors, albeit with some missing quotation marks, and omitted one citation to Mathek's book, which was included in her bibliography. Business Insider deliberately overlooked that Oxman's dissertation referenced Mathek's work 9 times and even lauded him for his significant contributions to biomimetics. These facts clearly illustrate Oxman's intent to credit Mathek, dispelling accusations of intellectual theft. Despite the sparse citation errors, characterizing her expansive 330-page dissertation as spoiled or ruined by plagiarism is an extreme misrepresentation. Business Insider falsely accused Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and fraud by intentionally omitting the fact that Dr. Oxman did, in fact, cite Wikipedia in her dissertation, although MIT's standards at the time did not require it. Business Insider's report on January 5, 2024, accused academic celebrity Dr. Neri Oxman of plagiarizing content from Wikipedia and other sources without crediting them in her dissertation, which was written in 2009 and 2010. This accusation is based on 15 instances where the sentences and paragraphs allegedly stolen from Wikipedia were identified. It's worth noting, however, that during the time Oxford wrote her dissertation, MIT's Academic Integrity Handbook did not require or even address citing of Wikipedia, as it was a nascent resource with no single author to credit. It was only several years later that MIT added a prohibition on citing Wikipedia for academic work. Hence, at the time of writing her dissertation, Dr. Oxman was not subject to such prohibitions. Despite being aware of this, Business Insider went on to present information which painted Dr. Oxman in a negative light and accused her of literary theft. They even cited MIT's Academic Integrity Handbook, trying to imply that Dr. Oxman had transgressed its rules. This was based on their citation from the manual, which stated that authors must either use quotation marks around the words and cite the source, or paraphrase or summarize acceptably and cite the source. It also pointed out that the handbook had contained the same statement since 2007. Further, Check with Wayback Machine revealed that guidance concerning Wikipedia was introduced to MIT's Integrity Handbook only in April 2013, while Dr. Oxman wrote her dissertation in 2009 and 2010. Business Insider insisted that teachers regularly instruct students not to cite Wikipedia, creating an implication that such policies existed at the time of the writing of Dr. Oxman's dissertation. Allegedly, Oxman never recognized Wikipedia as the source of her information. Contrarily, Oxman duly made citations directly to Wikipedia when it was not common knowledge. Oxman's proper use of Wikipedia undermines the allegation that she intentionally tried to hide her reliance on the platform due to its unreliability. Adding to this, the January 5th article, however, stated it was unsurprising that Oxman wouldn't credit Wikipedia because, while Wikipedia is generally accurate, anyone can edit it, so teachers regularly tell their students that they should not cite the website as an authority. Dr. Oxman also used images and photographs from Wikipedia when a clear credited source was available, further debunking the claims of plagiarism and intentional hiding of the usage of Wikipedia. 2. Business Insider improperly reported that it found that Dr. Business Insider unjustly leveled accusations of intentional plagiarism against Dr. Oxman without conducting the necessary rigorous inquiry to ascertain a pattern of plagiarism in her work. Accusations of plagiarism equate to defamatory per se, considering the gravity of such an allegation in academia, and can lead to severe consequences, including expulsion for the guilty party. A comprehensive and impartial investigation into such allegations should precede any finding or claim. MIT, in fact, maintains clear protocols to deal with potential academic misconduct. According to these protocols, an initial assessment is conducted by the Vice President for Research, to determine the scope of these allegations. Thereafter, follow a two-stage review process, beginning with an information-gathering inquiry to assess whether the allegations warrant further scrutiny. Then, the accused is given the opportunity to review and respond to the draft inquiry report before it's finalized. The final report is also reviewed by the provost, who decides whether to proceed with an investigation. Subsequently, an investigation is carried out by an impartial investigator or investigation committee under the oversight of the Vice President for Research. Following this, the Vice President for Research reviews the final investigation report and submits it, with recommendations, to the provost for a final decision. For such an investigation to make a finding of misconduct, it requires proof of intentional, knowing, or reckless action. Business Insider, regardless, impeached these rigorous and thorough procedures for investigating allegations of plagiarism. The publication failed to verify Dr. Oxman's intent in its accusations, rendering its claim baseless. Its unproven allegations served only to bolster a false narrative against Dr. Oxman and portray her as guilty of intellectual theft and fraud. 3. In a carefully orchestrated series of outreaches to 2 and articles about Ackman and Dr. Oxman, Business Insider falsely accused Dr. Oxman of admitting to intellectual theft and fraud by improperly characterizing Dr. Oxman's admission of 5 inconsequential clerical errors as intentional plagiarism. Business Insider started a smear campaign against Dr. Oxman in January 2024 as part of their retaliatory efforts against her husband, Bill Ackman, following his criticism of the presidents of Harvard University, the University of Pennsylvania, and MIT. Ackman's criticism stemmed from a perceived lack of leadership in addressing the rise of anti-Semitism on these campuses. University presidents' testimonies before Congress led to Ackman's public demand for their resignation, which resulted in further criticism from Business Insider. From early December 2023 to early January 2024, Ackman became the subject of more than a dozen articles portraying him as a racist bully, a strategy to affect him via his wife and family. Business Insider published 8 articles blatantly accusing Dr. Oxman of intellectual theft and academic misconduct. They also falsely stated that Dr. Oxman and Ackman did not dispute the accuracy of their reporting, increasing the damage to Dr. Oxman's reputation and creating an untrue narrative around her alleged plagiarism. The campaign escalated on January 3, 2024, when Business Insider reporter Catherine Long emailed Ackman and his investment firm's general media inquiry address, accusing Dr. Oxman of numerous plagiarism instances in her doctoral dissertation. Long failed to disclose that Business Insider would report additional instances of alleged plagiarism. A series of exchanges between Long and Fran McGill, head of communications for Ackman's investment firm, followed, setting the stage for further misrepresentation. Dr. Oxman responded by acknowledging 4 paragraphs of her 330-page dissertation that lacked proper quotation marks and 1 uncited paraphrase sentence, but did not admit to plagiarism. Business Insider then published an article falsely claiming that Dr. Oxman admitted to plagiarizing in her doctoral dissertation. Through misleading reporting and mischaracterization of Dr. Oxman's statement, Business Insider shaped the reader's perception that her citation errors were intentional and more severe than they were. Other publications amplified these claims, falsely convicting Dr. Oxman of intentional plagiarism in the court of public opinion. IV. Business Insider repeatedly republished its false claim that Dr. Oxman admitted to intellectual theft and fraud, and then it hid from its viewers her actual statement admitting to 5 inconsequential clerical errors. Business Insider published the incorrect assertion that Dr. Oxman acknowledged committing plagiarism multiple times. On January 5, 2024, an article stated that Dr. Oxman apologized for multiple instances of plagiarism in her 2010 doctoral dissertation. L. Lee and M. Berg, How Plagiarism by Claudine Gay, Harvard's former president, compares to that of Neri Oxman, an academic and Bill Ackman's wife, Bus Insider. Another article from the same day claimed Dr. Oxman admitted to lifting passages from other scholars' work in her dissertation and admitted the plagiarism, K. Long et al. Academic celebrity Neri Oxman plagiarized from Wikipedia, scholars, a textbook, and other sources without any attribution. On January 7, 2024, Business Insider kept up the false narrative, reporting that Bill Ackman noted the probability of academics incorrectly citing others' work following his wife's alleged admission of plagiarism. K. Tangalakis Lippert, Bill Ackman says it is a near certainty that academics will improperly cite others' work after his wife admitted to plagiarism, Bus Insider. Business Insider CEO Barbara Peng continued to support the fabricated account in a statement on January 14, 2024, asserting that the articles concerning Dr. Oxman were factual and well supported by evidence. However, the original January 4th article, which wrongfully characterized Dr. Oxman's statement as an admission of plagiarism, was the sole article hyperlinked in all subsequent ones, rather than Dr. Oxman's original post. This editorial decision seemed to deliberately obscure the truth from readers and impedes their ability to validate Business Insider's claims, indicative of a targeted effort to falsely accuse Dr. Oxman of plagiarism. V. Business Insider. Falsely accused Dr. Oxman of engaging in a quid pro quo relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, falsely describing it as a brewing scandal when it was Business Insider who sought to create a scandal. Business Insider has been accused of falsely implicating Dr. Neri Oxman in a quid pro quo relationship with convicted felon Jeffrey Epstein. The allegations stem from a January 4th Business Insider article suggesting that Oxman, wife of Bill Ackman, made a sculpture for Epstein in return for a $125,000 donation. However, both Oxman and Ackman insist that these allegations are false. Oxman had only met Epstein once at a fundraising presentation at MIT, directed by MIT Media Lab director Joy Ito, where Epstein later agreed to donate to her lab. Oxman sent Epstein a 3D-printed object at Ito's direction 2 years later. Ackman denies attempting to hide this interaction in his single email conversation with Ito, shared with the Boston Globe. Furthermore, Business Insider asserts Ackman pressured MIT to keep Oxman's association with Epstein's secret. Ackman counters he only asked Ito not to mention Oxman's name due to her lack of involvement with Epstein's donation or MIT's decision to accept it. He believes these facts were misrepresented by Business Insider, who knew the truth, as indicated in the linked Boston Globe article. Other media outlets echoed Ackman's explanation, saying he simply asked MIT to avoid naming his wife. After the article's publication, Fran McGill, head of communications for Ackman's investment firm, told John Cook, Business Insider's executive editor, there had been no quid pro quo exchange. McGill cited an excerpt from the Boston Globe article, stating Ito asked Oxman's design lab, which often produced donor gifts, to send appreciation token to Epstein. In response, Business Insider stealthily altered its claim, stating that Ackman pressured MIT to keep Oxman's name out of a scandal over an original sculpture she gave to Epstein in thanks for a $125,000 donation to her lab. Despite ethical requirements, Business Insider didn't acknowledge the correction and is being criticized for continuing to imply an undisclosed scandal involving Oxman and Epstein. Vis, driving home its retaliatory intent, Business Insider intentionally published Dr. Oxman's home address, doxing her and her family to hundreds of millions of readers and social media followers. Dr. Oxman was wrongly accused by Business Insider of purposeful plagiarism and academic fraud, as well as engaging in an improper exchange with Epstein. Furthermore, the publication exposed Dr. Oxman's personal information by irresponsibly printing her home address, thereby creating security risks for her and her family. This unethical action was taken in the January 4th article, Bill Ackman's celebrity academic wife, Neri Oxman's dissertation is marred by plagiarism, where the address was irrelevant to the content of the article. This violates basic journalism ethics, which advocates respect towards individuals and their privacy. Business Insider not only compromised these ethics, but also flouted the guidelines that disallow doxing. The unnecessary revelation of Dr. Oxman's home address potentially endangers her and her family's safety. Primary author of the article, Long, had previously engaged in doxing in her reporting. The illegitimate inclusion of Dr. Oxman's personal information in the article further exemplifies Business Insider's recurrent negligence of ethical journalism standards, suggesting malicious intention. This was seen in cases like Harte Hanks Comms, Inc., Connaughton Aramo, Kerwick v. Orange County Publins Div., Ottawa Newspapers, Inc., Morissette v. The Final Call. Refusing to remove the disclosed address after the fact provides additional evidence of malice, such as in Zarang v. TSP Newspapers Inc., SEP. Business Insider reinforced its false claim that doctors. In response to Ackman's public condemnation of Business Insider's alleged misinformation and defamation regarding Dr. Oxman, the publication maintained its position, claiming a lack of dispute over its reports from Dr. Oxman and Ackman. Business Insider and its owner, Axel Springer AG, repeated this narrative. On January 7, 2024, an Axel Springer spokeswoman stated the facts in the Business Insider reports were unchallenged, supported by similar claims made by Business Insider editor-in-chief Nicholas Carlson. Yet Ackman decisively refuted the reported facts both publicly and directly to multiple individuals connected to Business Insider and Axel Springer, including Business Insider's founder, Henry Blodgett, and Axel Springer CEO, Matthias Döpfner. Despite detailed rebuttals of the article's claims, the false narrative that the facts of Business Insider's reporting were undisputed remained in circulation. Adib Sasani, Axel Springer's head of communications, even suggested in an interview with Puck that Ackman was completely losing it, insisting the facts of the story were without question. Blodgett had assured Ackman that there would be an investigation into the accuracy of the articles and the processes leading to their publication, but Business Insider declined to correct the stories even after verification of key errors was presented. Axel Springer's CEO also claimed to be unaware of Ackman's disputed claims. Consequently, Ackman corresponded with the CEO, pinpointing inaccuracies in the Business Insider articles and expressing his dissatisfaction that his disputes were being ignored. Business Insider's coverage of Dr. Oxman was driven by biased, anti-Zionist, and purportedly anti-Semitic employees seeking to retaliate against Ackman for his criticism of former Harvard President Gay. Business Insider has been criticized for its reporting on Dr. Oxman, colored by its progressive political bias and its anti-Zionist reporters' inclination to malign a high-profile Jewish advocate and his family. Notably, Henry Blodgett, the founder and chairman of Business Insider, who once settled SEC charges for fraudulent research, played a key role in running a misleading journalistic campaign. Details pertaining to Blodgett's history with the SEC are paradoxically unmentioned on the website of Insider Inc., Business Insider. Blodgett's problematic past includes writing an anti-Semitic article in 2012 titled, "Why Do People Hate Jews?" Backlash to the article caused its title to be changed and comments to be disabled. John Cook, executive editor for news at Business Insider and pointman for the defamatory articles against Dr. Oxman, has a history of problematic journalism, ranging from unsavory high school writings encouraging suicide and racist content to defending the illegal release of celebrity sex tapes at Gawker. Cook has been labeled a Jew-hating individual who criticizes Israelis as occupiers and ethnic nationalists by his wife, Catherine Long, an investigative reporter for Business Insider who wrote many of the negative articles on Dr. Oxman, has a track record of pro-Palestinian, anti-Zionist views dating back to her college days. Typical of her sentiments are tweets, such as criticizing billionaire Henry Kravis for throwing a party for multimillionaire Henry Kissinger, Jewish. Given the anti-Israeli views of Cook and Long and the supposed anti-Semitism of Blodgett, it is not surprising that they targeted Dr. Oxman, an Israeli Jew, and Ackman, a Jewish advocate combating anti-Semitism on university campuses. The intention apparently was to catalyze Dr. Oxman's dismissal from MIT as a punitive measure against Ackman for his activism against anti-Semitism at top-tier American universities and his calls for the resignation of the university's presidents. Business Insider's coverage of Dr. Oxman was motivated by its desire to get Dr. Oxman disassociated from MIT. On January 3, 2024, at 10:29 p.m., Long sent an email with a misleading subject line alleging that Neri Oxman had committed plagiarism on her 2010 thesis. Long detailed 5 supposedly plagiarized entries and suggested that this issue was under investigation due to her husband Ackman's demand for Harvard President Claudine Gay's resignation. Long also inaccurately asked if Oxman expected to remain at MIT despite the plagiarism allegations. However, Oxman had already left MIT in 2020 to establish Oxman in New York City. Long signed off her email, seeming pleased at the potential harm this might cause Oxman and Ackman. Fran McGill, the head of communications at Ackman's firm, clarified that Oxman had no professional connection with MIT any longer. Yet, John Cook, Long's boss, insisted on documentary proof of this disassociation, hinting that Business Insider was intent on causing Oxman's firing. Business Insider, represented by Blodgett, Cook, and Long, appeared bent on deviating from ethical journalism standards by trying to actively dictate news rather than objectively reporting it. They skillfully used minor clerical errors to allege that Oxman had deliberately plagiarized content. Furthermore, they aimed for Oxman's resignation from her non-existent MIT position, anticipating a subsequent flurry of reporting to increase audience engagement and promote their far-left and anti-Zionist narrative. They used Oxman's confirmation of 5 minor citation errors to falsely claim that she'd confessed to academic fraud. Furthermore, they formulated an additional 28 false plagiarism claims, thereby giving Oxman insufficient time to counter these allegations. This shady course of action enabled them to manipulate public perception into believing Oxman had admitted guilt, which wasn't the case. Therefore, their actions tarnished the principles of ethical journalism that stress neutrality, openness, fairness, and precision in reporting. A comparison of Business Insider's reporting on allegations of plagiarism by Claudine Gay demonstrates its mistreatment of Dr. The coverage on Dr. Oxman by Business Insider shows a possible bias against her, comparing its reporting on Dr. Oxman to alleged plagiarism by former Harvard president Claudine Gay reveals disparate treatment. Business Insider claimed similarities between the two, but their reporting suggested otherwise. On December 21, 2023, an article on Gay focused on her failure to cite duplicative language correctly in some papers. Yet the report on Dr. Oxman accused her dissertation of being marred by plagiarism. Gay's review described instances of inadequate citation and similar issues, but Harvard found no intentional deception or recklessness. By contrast, Dr. Oxman was accused of stealing sentences and whole paragraphs from Wikipedia, other scholars, and technical documents in her academic writing. The question arises why Business Insider exhibited such a significant disparity in treatment between Gay and Dr. Oxman. Business Insider's intent seems to have been to protect Gay due to political alignment and to smear Dr. Oxman arising from disagreement with her husband's political views. Despite the disparity in the reporting, Business Insider's editor-in-chief, Nicholas Carlson, and CEO Barbara Peng have stood by the newsroom. These statements raise concerns since journalists Cook and Long appear to have ignored journalistic integrity and objectivity. Business Insider acted with actual malice because its coverage was intentionally designed to deprive Dr. Oxman of a meaningful opportunity to comment. And then Business Insider publicly lied about what it presented to Dr. Business Insider's January 5, 2024 article, "Academic Celebrity Neri Oxman Plagiarized from Wikipedia, Scholars, a Textbook, and Other Sources Without Any Attribution," was published without giving Dr. Oxman appropriate time to respond to the allegations. The author Long had presented 5 minor citation errors to Dr. Oxman the day before and had received a public apology. However, at 5:19 p.m. on January 5th, Long sent a 7,071-word email to Pershing Square's head of communications containing 28 new allegations of supposed plagiarism and demanding immediate comment as the article was intended to be published that evening. The article was indeed published 92 minutes later. This rush to publish contradicts ethical journalism practices that necessitate giving subjects of news stories with claims or criticisms against them a fair opportunity to respond. As outlined by the Society of Professional Journalists and Business Insider's own ethics policy, the length and complexity of Long's email made it impossible for Dr. Oxman to fact-check the allegations in the short time given. Business Insider knew fact-checking 28 allegations of plagiarism would be a significant undertaking, especially given the 13-year-old dissertation referenced in the allegations. Another issue was Business Insider's knowledge that for Dr. Oxman to effectively respond, she would have to access academic texts, hardware manuals, and her own dissertation. These were all either outdated or not readily available on the internet. This would have been an impossible task given the 92 minutes she was allotted before the article's publication. Business Insider seemed to have no intention of giving Dr. Oxman a fair opportunity to respond, since the facts it used had been in possession of the author from the previous day. Furthermore, Long sent her email at a time she knew Dr. Oxman, an Israeli Jew, would be observing Shabbat, a further indication of sandbagging the recipient. Business Insider wasn't under any pressure to publish the article in such haste. No other media outlets were seeking comment, and the story was not shared with other publications. The rush to publish, despite not being urgent news, suggests maleficence. Additionally, the allegations sent to Dr. Oxman were presented differently than what was published in the article. The published version was more digestible, featuring highlighted comparison graphics possibly prepared in advance. These graphics could have aided Dr. Oxman's response, but were intentionally not included in the email she received. Long's public response on X regarding criticism of excluding Dr. Oxman from the allegations constitutes malice and suggests tainted journalism. Her claim that side-by-side comparison graphics were sent to assist Dr. Oxman in the research is false. The email sent was to the head of communications for Dr. Oxman's firm, was poorly formatted, and lacked the mentioned graphics. Long's misleading comments on X were intended to create public perception that Dr. Oxman and Ackman avoided her claims due to a lack of substantive response or desire to hide from investigative journalism. This constitutes malice, as defined by the court in Westmoreland v. CBS Inc., FSUP SDNY. Business Insider acted with actual malice because it refused to retract its coverage and instead doubled down. From January 5 to 7th, Ackman demanded Business Insider and Axel Springer retract false reporting notified during the previous discussions, like the 38-minute call with Blodgett, where Ackman asked for story withdrawal while investigation unfolded. Ackman mentioned speaking to Varsovsky, supporting the article's retraction. On January 7th, Ackman reiterated his issues with Blodgett and Varsovsky, who acknowledged the concerns, but then issued statements maintaining the reporting accuracy, a contradiction given Ackman's prior objections by phone and in writing. Subsequently, on January 8th, Ackman texted Dupfner expressing the statement's detrimental impact on Dr. Oxman's reputation. Ackman's subsequent WhatsApp messages to Dupfner detail his disagreements with Business Insider's coverage. Despite requesting withdrawal of articles during the investigation, Business Insider declined. On January 14, 2024, CEO Barbara Peng upheld the story's accuracy and documentation post their investigation. Specifically, Dr. Oxman, unrelated to Ackman's anti-Semitism campaign against universities, was mistakenly presented as a fair subject. More than that, the reporting process and article timings, including the claims of accuracy and documentation, were incorrect and influenced readers against possible benign explanations. Media is obliged to correct promptly and openly upon discovering errors. Yet in contrary, these organizations solidified the false coverage marking violations of journalistic standards and suggesting actual malice. Business Insider acted with actual malice because its coverage was in part motivated by greed. Business Insider is accused of acting with actual malice, being motivated by greed in its reporting. Ackman's hit pieces were recognized as a means to attract massive readership, yielding substantial revenue through advertising, subscriptions, and licensing. Traffic is central to Business Insider's income, demonstrated by real-time viewer rankings displayed prominently in their lobby. This conduct drew in enormous attention. Ackman's claims were labeled as globally trending, leading to thousands of accompanying articles, many echoing Business Insider's false statements. Over 2,000 such articles were published in less than 2 months, generating over 7 billion potential impressions across multiple platforms. Most top articles included Business Insider's spurious plagiarism allegations about Dr. Oxman. Should this case reach court, inquiries will be made into the revenue Business Insider and Axel Springer derived from these publications, assessing their financial circumstances in relevance to a claim for punitive damages. As supported by NY Pattern Jury Instruction Perry 3 Porce 30 and the Rambam v. Weberman case, this concerns the alleged defamation reaching millions globally, influencing the jury's decision on potential damages incurred. Ikes, Dr. Oxman is an extraordinary scientist, designer, architect, and former tenured professor at MIT whose reputation has been materially damaged by Business Insider. Dr. Oxman, prominent in material ecology, has a vast educational background, beginning with pre-medical studies at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and undergraduate studies in architecture and urban design at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology. She obtained her Master of Architecture degree, diploma from the Architectural Association, AA, in London, completing both the AA final examination approved by the Architects Registration Board and the Royal Institute of British Architects Part 2. She enrolled in the PhD, MIT as a presidential fellow and successfully defended and published her doctoral dissertation titled Material-Based Design Computation. Dr. Oxman pioneered an approach to design that integrates form, material, and structure, incorporating physical form-finding strategies with digital analysis and fabrication. She became a professor of media arts and sciences at MIT, receiving a tenure-track faculty position immediately preceding her PhD. During her time at MIT, she was part of the Media Lab faculty, focusing on the study, invention, and creative use of digital technologies. Known for her compassion and dedication, Dr. Oxman was appreciated by her students and colleagues. She was awarded the Collier Medal from MIT after utilizing her developed technologies to assist a student's inoperable tumor surgery, which extended his life by 4 years. Her work has been showcased in over 116 exhibitions internationally, with several museums holding permanent collections, including MoMA. Dr. Oxman's work has resulted in 87 published papers, 15 patents, and 200 invited talks. Following her marriage to Ackman in 2019 and departure from MIT in 2020, she founded Oxman, a science, research, architecture, and design firm. However, accusations of intentional plagiarism, propagated by Business Insider, have negatively impacted her reputation, with troubling consequences such as threats of physical harm and loss of featuring in National Geographic magazine. X, Business Insider, must correct the record and retract its false claims that Dr. Oxman intentionally plagiarized and committed intellectual theft. Business Insider's defamatory articles have wrongly accused Dr. Oxman of blatant plagiarism and have caused irreparable damage. Both Axel Springer and Business Insider have shown actual malice and are at substantial legal risk. To mitigate the harm caused, the entities must rectify their reporting, clear the record, publicly apologize to Dr. Oxman and Ackman, and create a fund for other victims of their malicious reporting. Dr. Oxman does not seek compensation, but wants resources available for other victims. Noncompliance will only add to their legal liability and further affirm the malice. We expect you to address these issues responsibly and to respect Dr. Oxman's hard-earned reputation. Until resolution, preservation of all related documents, communications, and other materials must be ensured, and this letter and preservation notice should be forwarded to all confidential sources with whom Business Insider communicated for the articles.
This audio produced and sponsored by Ceribell Legal Intelligence. Amplify your legal genius with Ceribell's generative AI case file summarization and analysis services at cerebell.law.